Mr. Chairman, would you like to speak to that?
Yeah, I'd actually love to speak to that, Mark. I do appreciate your thoughts, and I appreciate you sharing that. And I guess there was a number of things there. The most conservative statistics to simply say that the people who are convicted are the only ones that are abusing people is unrealistic. Whatever study you look at, the most conservative or the most liberal or whatever study you look at, it usually is about 3% of abusers are actually convicted. So when you actually, if that is your only safeguard, if your only safeguard is we're only going to just do a Google search or we're only going to the civil authorities, we are opening the door for people to hurt our people. That's not some number we dreamed up. So if you take, let's just say you take the 400 that, take the 400 that were on the internal list. If you just take a small percentage, take 5%, take 10%. I mean, my math is not super great. I mean, I was a finance major at Texas Tech, so I make a lot of mistakes when it comes to math. But if you say that's only 3%, that's only 3% of 400 is only catching that, then it is the tip of the iceberg. Doesn't matter what you do. And I would say secondly, and I thought about this because it's normal to say, why should I pay for someone else's sin? Two thoughts about that. Number one, first year, which is the predominance, you would assume setting up a database, those things had some upfront costs. But with those upfront costs, there are no cooperative program dollars being used, all right? It's sin relief money, so there are not cooperative program dollars being used. Secondly, there's not a person in here that is Southern Baptist that has not benefited from being a Southern Baptist. I went to a Southern Baptist seminary at a greatly discounted rate. I was able to be trained by associations that were Southern Baptist. I was able to then be a part of the largest missionary force in the world because I was Southern Baptist. Even when the church I was doing had 100 people, we couldn't afford a missionary. And so for us to then take all the benefits of the Southern Baptist Convention, and then when something is wrong, step back and say, I don't want to actually help redo the structure of the Southern Baptist Convention, does not fly.